The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I did something last week that threw my entire day off. Have you ever changed your routine and you just feel out of pocket the whole day? Let's talk about it this Tuesday. Thank God it's not Monday. What's up, everyone? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I left my coffee cup here at work. It has like a little bend in it. It's one of them Yetis. It's got initial D on it. It makes me feel some type of way.
That threw your whole day off?
My whole day. I had to use another coffee cup. When I got here, I washed my coffee cup. I put the coffee in there where it needed to go. But because my routine wasn't the same, I felt weird.
Felt off.
Off. It
not
just
centered.
Wasn't right.
Uh-oh.
Don't you?
Dana, let me tell you something. You
what
come
automatic?
With the most compelling stuff. This whole thing about your coffee cup, this is what's going to wake me up.
You're going to tell me right now.
I don't even need my coffee anymore.
I like what you just did right there.
Do?
Wake me up. I think your coffee cup is a form of meditation for you at a certain point.
It's not. It's that I'm used to it. It feels good in my
hand.
Dana,
do you know what you need in your life? Some spontaneity. Do you know what? Just do you know what you should do? Go with a plastic coffee cup.
No, you know what you
switch
should
it up.
Do? Some spontaneity. Why don't you take me on a date and I could come in and talk about something more than my coffee
okay,
cup?
Take now, that. Take
you were supposed to ask me, what is it, Dana, that you need then? It's going to make you feel better, husband. And I could have told you.
Yo,
that.
You're kind of like you're like a TikTok algorithm. You're all over the place right now. You're asking for dates?
Yeah.
We're getting to the bottom of something here.
Her forgetting her coffee cup is not my fault.
It's been 3 years I've been asking for a date.
Come on. Come on. We go out all the time.
The most exciting thing that's happened to me is I forgot my coffee cup.
Well, at this point, DJ Automatic doesn't want to break the routine.
Oh,
there we go.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you for that, Anthony.
Anyway.
And this weekend, we were out. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, working.
Yeah, that doesn't count, dude. You do that every time. You do that every time, DJ Automatic.
We work a lot.
You can't
hold on.
I got a cool job, so come see me. This is a date.
Come hang out with me and be my number one groupie, wife. Take video of me and put it up.
I mean, that's what every other girl did before you.
Whoa.
You know, it's time to get back into the routine. What's National Day, Anthony, eh?
All right, yeah, let's go ahead and start with National Genius Day. It is Albert Einstein's birthday.
Hey, shout out to Albert Einstein.
I believe what Jay-Z said one time, where everyone has genius level talent.
Oh, for sure.
Just got to tap in.
I'm a believer of that.
Yeah.
We also have National Pi Day, not like the one you eat, like the mathematical constant.
Mm, so no genius in here. I don't know what it really means.
3.14, like, that's what I remember.
But what does that mean?
Mm.
I don't know. It's a math equation.
Pretty much, yeah, because it's March 14th. That's what we're having going down today. All right, now we have National Equal Pay Day.
All right.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Big. Ladies, we need to push to make as much money as men doing the same job. There was a whole study done by three economists. And because there are more women in college and more women working in certain industries that men used to work, there's less money in the economy because we make so much less money.
Oh, damn.
That's wild. It's affecting our economy now. Please pay women
pay
like you
pay women.
Men.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Something that will unite all of us. It's National Potato Chip Day.
Oh, yes. Everybody loves potato chip.
My favorite potato chip is the Lay's plain, good old fashioned in a big yellow bag.
Mm.
The only thing I hate is it only comes half full.
Fancy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to give you four questions you should never ask on a first date.
Ooh.
There are five, but this woman asked the fifth, so I'm not going to give you this one. Imagine you're on a first date. Things are good. It's sexy vibes and everything's all right. And then the person you're out with says, you're going to buy my kids dinner to go. So this is how that date went.
Go ahead and bring another steak and some potatoes.
Okay. I'm bringing a check. I'm paying for my meal and your meal. I'm not paying
and
for your
kids' meal.
No, I'm not paying for their kids' meal. No.
So you don't think you owe me after having me wait an hour and a half?
I told you I owe you. I owe you one. I'll take you out.
So you're going to pay for my kids' food?
No, I was late to the date. I was late to the date.
You bring two orders.
But I said, why would I get her kids' food? Why would I get her kids some food? They were their daddy.
She was...
I mean, he's got a point. I would not pay for that woman's kids' food. Sorry.
But maybe you wouldn't have been an hour and a half late for the date.
Regardless, you don't owe her kids.
That's ridiculousness.
No, you don't owe her kids a steak dinner for taking her out on a date.
You should have been on time.
Well, the whole situation.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you siding with that woman?
So here's what I'm thinking. She probably was going to take the kids to do something, but because she had to wait around an extra hour and a half, now she can't. So she's like, oh, I'll just take him a little meal. Since this man was so rude and he was an hour and a half late to pick me up.
Well, first of all, who waits for an hour and a half for somebody to show up? If you're not there within 30 minutes tops, I'm out.
I think you guys are both trying to like defend these people, and they're both kind of awkwardly in the wrong. That's just...
Anthony's like, neither one of these fools should be dating in the first place. Here's four questions you should never ask on a first date. And I want an opinion after each question, all right? Here we go, guys. When did your last relationship end? Never ask that question first date.
I push back on that. I think that's a fair question to ask.
Yeah, because what if they're not even out of the relationship? Those are things you need to know.
Yeah, and especially when you're dating women on these social media apps, because they'll go and break up with a dude for like 2 weeks and then get hurt and jump on the app. Next thing you know, they're back with a dude 2 weeks later.
I disagree. Number two, how many people have you slept with? Who asked that question? Nah, that's a whack question.
Yeah, that's a horrible. That's a horrible question, period.
That's a very insecure question.
It really is, right? That's a red flag. Number three, where do you see this relationship heading? We haven't even left the date.
We just met.
That is some desperate questions right there.
I have been hit with that one by a woman before.
On a first date?
Yes. That's dating women over 30. That's what
this woman was under 30.
Oh, they got time. Oh,
she was hard to get rid of.
29-year-olds, they're interesting in themselves, too.
And the number four question is, do you want children? It is way too soon on a first date to ask that question. It's kind of like, where's this relationship heading? Hold up, we just met. Let me get to know you before I ask that question.
Yeah, I mean, this might be a little bit of a C block, but if things end up going on, you know, the way you want them to later on that night you're about to lay, then I think that's an okay time to ask
that person. You should be doing that on a first date, Anthony.
There's nothing wrong with doing it on a first date.
Don't you cherish yourself more than that to just give yourself away to just strangers?
Yeah, I'm not going on dates with strangers. Who are you going on dates with? Here, dude, I'm not going on dates with
nobody. My husband hasn't had a date for us in 3 years.
That is such a lie. Stop saying that.
It's 100% true. I take that back. We went out on one date for our anniversary.
That's not true either.
Give you credit. Want the list? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, where you can also watch the video of these two while they're having this argument about the kids' steaks.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Scientists have named a new bacterial compound. It's a fungicide. Keanu Reeves. Now, the reason they named it Keanu Reeves is that they say it kills efficiently, just like Keanu does in all of his big roles.
Oh, nice.
So, interestingly enough, though, this fungicide, which is called Keanumycins, can actually help kill other viruses that we can't find cures for. You know how we can't really treat viruses very well? So this one goes in and eats the virus, and then it dissipates.
Oh.
So anyway, Mr. Keanu Reeves was interviewed, and he said, I don't know why they named it Keanu Reeves. They should have named it John Wick. Promoting his new movie, of course.
Well, speaking of legendary men and legendary moments, Michael Jordan is selling his Dynasty collection of shoes, which are the shoes he wore in his 6 championship games he won, for an expected $100 million.
What?
For 6 pairs of shoes, the Air Jordans he wore in the 91 championship, the 92 championship, the 93, 96, 97, and 98 are going to be auctioned off by Sotheby's, for an estimated $100 million. I don't know if LeBron James can ever do that, so this roar might make Michael
Jordan
go.
Well, LeBron James doesn't have 6 championships.
Ooh!
That's one thing. But the other thing is, do you think he's really going to get $100 million for some shoes?
I don't. I think he'll get $200 million. For some used stinky shoes. Man, shout out to Michael Jordan for that.
Well, speaking of legendary people and performances, there's this 98-year-old woman who just welcomed her 230th grandkid.
Woo! Grandma was busy.
Yeah.
What her shoes look like?
What does the rest of her body look like?
At all.
All right. Cordelia May Hawkins, she's from Kentucky, has been married 3 times. And in addition to her 230 grandkids, she has 392 step-grandchildren for a grand total of 623 grandkids. So Cordelia May Hawkins here, she had 13 kids of her own. And then when she was 16, she married a 50-year-old man that already had 10 of his own. So that's why she has 623 grandkids.
Huh? That's some Kentucky math for you right there, buddy. That's some Kentucky
math. I don't know how they figure
right
out
there.
That family tree, but it's not even a family tree.
They don't. They take up all ancestry DNA space.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you've been in a relationship for more than a year, according to psychologists at womenshealth.com, you might be in a routine now. How do you rekindle your relationship? I got 6 tips I'm going to share with you. I go last, so DJ Automatic.
American IQ scores dropped for the first time in decades.
No!
Yeah, so in America, the average IQ score would go up 3 to 5 points per decade. But the younger generation, it's not working out for them. Especially 18 to 22-year-olds, they actually have gone down. And they went down in Europe as well. And Norway's been going down steadily. So our kids are dumber than we are. This is the first time this has ever happened, because most of the time your kids would be smarter than you are.
I have a theory, though. I think that we are raising these children. A lot of us are raising iPad kids.
They are saying that social media is playing into it. The other thing is people just don't read. That's the biggest thing. You have to read. Yep. There are ways to increase your IQ. You can learn an instrument, learn a new language, and then there's a lot of memory activities.
They have games now that you can download. You don't have to play GTA. You can play brain games.
The generation of Zoom, a little bit of slack here, because they had to go through like a whole process of trying to do school at home.
This is over
1824?
A decade.
That's a decade, bro.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, damn. Well, caught up because you said the 18 to 22-year-olds. There's no way I could have been at home doing school like that, bro.
You're right, but that's part of the problem is making excuses, and it's parents. Makes me angry when grown-ups complain. Oh, these kids nowadays. We're raising these kids, and we're putting this social media in front of them constantly. Remember, China limits their kids. They only get an hour a week. We give these kids 10, 12 hours a day.
I think social media plays a big,
big
part of it, because if you spend 12 to sometimes 14 hours, some of these kids, they're saying that they're doing that much screen time, you're just looking at garbage. You've taken in garbage.
Junk food for the brain.
Yeah, it's junk food for the brain. It's not. You're not going to increase your intelligence by watching Fool's Gone Wild. Sorry. I love Fool's Gone Wild,
but I get it. Not all day. You know, interestingly enough, though, reading is free. And when you read those things that you put into your mind, no one can take away. Knowledge is power. Learn more. Okay, a little less social media.
One thing we're learning about Gen Z is that they like to get plastic surgery. In case you missed it, a recent study done by the Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery shows that there's been a 75% increase in patients under the age of 30. And they're mainly going in for the eyelid procedure, where they kind of get rid of like the little baggage right there underneath their eyelids, and to remove cheek fat from their face. So that's what they're getting
This is, again, a byproduct of social media.
More important what you look like than what you're taking in.
Yeah, these filters are so scary. I was using filters for a minute. Do you remember, Automat, you said, stop doing that, stop, and I stopped. But because there's so much pressure to look perfect, nobody looks like that. Everybody got lighting. Everybody's skin has texture. Girls, if you're listening, you watch your favorite makeup artists on TikTok and Instagram do their thing. These filters are making us crazy. I can't believe children, young people are getting plastic surgery to take the fat out of their face.
Because like now we're entering a phase where like Kylie Jenner is going to be like the next parent and the mom.
She already is.
Right? And she's like the queen of getting plastic surgery before 25.
And that's who these girls idolize.
When you see her without filters, she just looks like a girl with a lot of filler in her face. I'm sorry, she's beautiful. But you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. And here's something else. I'm just going to tell you, as a fat-faced Latina, it keep you younger longer. Don't take that fat out of your face. Leave it there. All right, so in case you missed it, according to psychologists at womenshealth.com, even 1 year of a relationship can bring you into what's called relationship monotony. There's 6 tips for you to keep that fire going. Okay, shake up your sexy time routine. It don't got to be at the same time, doing the same thing. Spice it up. All right, so next, talk to one another.
That's big.
Oh, for sure. Also on the list, share gratitude and appreciation. Something else, show affection. This is such a good thing. Hold hands, hug each other. Also, plan date nights for some alone time. DJ Automatic. I didn't write this.
What's the next one?
Okay. The last one is make room for healing and forgiveness. Psychologists say that oftentimes couples get into arguments. You got kids, you got bills, you got work, you got whatever. So you start fighting about dumb things. Don't worry about it. Let it go. Move forward. And remember why you got together in the first place.
That was a good list. I mean, because relationships do become monotonous. And if you don't spice it up, it gets boring.
And this is going to sound like the most single man thing ever. But on that note, too, like if you're dating yourself, you're not with somebody and you've been alone for a while. These are good things to like remind yourself to treat your own self to a date.
Yeah, why not?
Take time to forgive yourself. Be kind to yourself, yo. Fall in love with you.
I love the Automatic trying to change the subject real quick, because he's like, five out of six ain't bad. He ain't planning on date night, is he? I want to share this article with you. Follow me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I'll send it to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is talking about how little money she likes to spend. We're going to play the audio for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Steph Curry celebrating his birthday, Simone Biles and Christine Rock celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so 50 Cent, G-Unit Film and TV. You know, they got a string of hits behind them. They produced the Tapia documentary, which I love, Power, and now Vice City. Now, 50 says it's about three military personnel who were dishonorably discharged, and it's set in Miami. When he first announced it, he put up GTA, Vice City, and they got really upset and made him take that down. But either way, I feel like 50 Cent has gotten behind some big projects. I can't wait for this.
I think it'll be good either way, but I think GTA Vice City is kind of set off of Scarface as well, too. So
they stole it.
Yeah, I can see why they pushed back.
Now we'll talk about Shakira. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she talked about how hurt she was when her husband cheated on her. And of course, her song went number one. Here she is talking about women and how they responded to that anthem.
After we put out this song, I really felt that I don't only have fans out there. I have a sisterhood of women who have been through the same things I've been through, who feel the way I feel, who had to put up so much crap the way I had to.
I can't believe I can directly relate to that. My ex had somebody else in our bed.
Oh.
I had that dirty makeup towel underneath our bed. Like, why would someone do that? I don't know. But you know what Shakira got out of it? A bag and number one song. All right, and then finally, Cardi B says that she's cheap. She was talking to Sway in the morning. I didn't know she was like this with her money.
I'm very cheap. I don't care. Y'all might see me with the jewelry, but I'm always looking at my account. I regret a lot of things, too. I'm not the one that want to take jets everywhere. I don't care. I'm really cool in Delta first class. That's $30,000, $20,000 on what? My ears still pop.
Okay, I get that. But Cardi, she got three houses, one in Manhattan, I think one in Atlanta, and another one in the Dominican. So she's still spending money.
Those are investments, though. When you're flying, you're just like throwing the money away. Yeah. If you're going to spend $30,000 to get to the same place you could get there for $1,000, then you're throwing $29,000 away.
It's hard to make money moves in a private jet. That's what that comes down to.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dairy Queen, I believe, has some of the best soft serve in the game. Wait till you hear what they just added to the menu. I got food news inside Hottest Hashtags, and it's Tuesday. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
First hashtag is that Scream 6 beat out Creed 3. As it's the number one movie, doubled what Creed 3 made at the box office, and no one expected it. So Scream 6 only had a budget of $30 million. They made $45 million first week.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so they're
and they didn't even bring back that girl Neve Campbell either.
They didn't even bring nobody back. I don't know who's in there. The rating and review is really good, though. So I know you don't like scary movies automatic, but I think we're going to have to go.
Those movies aren't scary. They're more just like, that's a thriller. The stuff I don't like is more the religious stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mr. Exorcist. Well, anyway.
The reemergence of Scream has me excited for maybe the Wayans brothers getting behind like another scary movie.
Oh, that'd be good. Be yeah, too. That'd be so good. Great. So Creed 3 is second, and then we've got Avatar still in there, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Oh, Cocaine Bear comes in at number 5. Finally, food news.
I liked Cocaine Bear's appearance on the Oscars.
That was good. Yes, a little cameo. Okay, now in food news, Dairy Queen has launched a new churro dipped cone, which consists of vanilla soft serve dipped in a creamy churro flavored coating sprinkled with cinnamon sugar. Their Blizzard of the Month is a mint brownie blizzard treat made with vanilla ice cream. And you like that mint chocolate chip.
I do like all favorite. That.
And then, look for your people, Otto. Shamrock Shake. Just in time for...
Why do you always got to keep coming with your people thing?
Because you're supposed to be an Irish expert here.
Damn,
what's
can't
up?
Oppress
you
can't,
yeah. You can't just... You can't, let me tell you something. First of all, Dairy Queen is over here appropriating culture with the churro ice cream.
Well, because the people
think about Dairy Queens. They're out in the middle of nowhere in like Midwest America, okay? Who the hell is going to order a churro ice cream
world.
In the middle?
Mexican culture is taking over.
Those of us who are Latino and can't speak Spanish are very excited for things like this. All right, bringing our American culture and our Mexican roots together.
And
it's
you know
great.
Why? You know why they're taking over? Because people like you cannot tell us about your Irish heritage.
It's all my fault because I can't river dance.
Okay, yeah. What you're saying, Dana, is not offensive, but let's just chill on the you.
It's a little low-key racist, right?
No, it's not. You know it's true. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Genius Day. It's Albert Einstein's birthday.
Happy birthday, Albert Einstein.
Yeah, we also got National Children's Crafts Day, so take some time out with your kids and get some arts and crafts going, which I was always trash at, dude. I sucked at arts and crafts.
But it's still fun. Like, take your kiddos outside and put, like, something underneath them and just let them paint. Do whatever they want to do today. Just let them go for it.
I love painting in kindergarten when you wear your dad's big shirt. That was, like, the highlight of the day.
Yeah, best day ever.
And, ooh, something very American. National Potato Chip Day. Man.
The fatness in this room. Yeah.
I love the crunch of a chip, like, especially if I'm in a burger or a sandwich. And I'm a big ruffle person, so I'm just going to leave that out there.
I don't know about y'all, but when I was little, I'd be swimming, like, in the pool. It's just a hot day. You just get some bologna and just some cheese and just squash some Doritos in there. Let's go.
Oh, Pringles. Gosh. All day, every day.
Damn, dude. Let's see Dairy Queen put that in a cone. And let's wrap it up on World Equal Pay Day. Come on.
I shared a study earlier. Economists put together three studies, which is kind of sad. Women make so much less money than men, and there's so many more women in college and taking over positions that men used to have, that it's affecting the economy because we get paid less. There's less money circulating in the world, passing through hands. So let's fight for equal pay. And Latinas still face the largest wage gap of any ethnicity. Come on. Let's get our women paid.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It doesn't matter if you're single or in a long-term relationship, you have to continue to love yourself.
Of course.
And that means taking yourself out on a date.
What?
So what we're going to talk about right now is things you need to do when dating yourself. I'm supposed to be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier, Dana was bringing down the things that you should not talk about on a first date.
Yeah.
Which kind of got us to talking about just first dates in general.
Yes.
And how important it is, I think, if you are single, to go out there and date yourself. Take yourself out to a movie.
Explain what you mean by date yourself.
Date yourself. Okay. You got to get to know yourself again before you can really love another person.
Okay.
And that means, you know, treating yourself as if you were the date. Like, what would do the things for yourself that you would do if you were going to go on a date with another person? Get ready. Get out of the shower. Go to the movies. Laugh. Have fun. Don't bring up the sad stuff that you wouldn't bring up on a first date because you're dating yourself. All right? And it's all in pursuit. You think it's corny, dude? You think this is all corny?
It sounds like a lonely life.
It's oh,
damn, son.
Listen, Automatic. It's a solo trip no matter what you do, brother.
It is true. I go to the movies by myself, but I don't think of it as dating myself, though.
Well, you have a wife that you could actually date, but you don't take her on dates, but that's her complaint.
Hold up
now.
You're going to start. She's already done this, okay? And you know what? I have taken her on dates. I don't know why she continues to forget these dates. Maybe they weren't that memorable.
Oh.
But let me tell you something. We've gone on dates. We went to go see movies. We've gone to dinners. We've gone out and done a lot of stuff, but for some reason, she wants to just bring up the fact that she doesn't have anything to bring up. That's what it is. She's just a woman who complains to complain. But that's most women.
Damn, that was a gem right there, brother, if I ever heard one. Automatic, I'm more concerned about your own health, brother. When's the last time you've taken yourself on a date that you're like, you know what? This is what DJ Automatic wants to do with his whole day.
Pre-pandemic.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because before the pandemic, I was on tour the whole time. So I'd be on the road in different cities. And so I'd always go, you know, to dinner or dates
I don't want to make your wife jealous, but what's your favorite date that you've ever taken yourself on?
I went to the Johnny Cash Museum by myself in Nashville one time. And then when I got barbecued, that was amazing.
All right, follow in DJ Automatic's footsteps and date yourself.
Follow me one time in Cleveland. I went to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was even better.
Oh, my God. Clean your space, get ready, and enjoy your own company. Get out there and date yourself.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.